As far as Obamacare goes, I'm sorry, but I do want to say I told you so, all right? I knew it was going to be crap. You knew it was going to be crap. It's crap. But use care if you approach Obamacare supporters with the unfortunate facts. They get pissed off. Zealots get vile when their pet notions crater right in front of their eyes. They turn into raccoons at the recycling bin at 3 a.m. Now the president's trying to slip the burden of having it named Obamacare. They're calling it the Affordable Health Care Act. I'll start calling it the Affordable Health Care Act when he legally changes his name to Barack Affordable, all right? Yeah. You break it, you buy it, pal. I think Obamacare boiled down as I've fallen and I won't get up. Everybody always asks what the Republican alternative to Obamacare is. At this point, we could say leeching and still be ahead of the game. This isn't going to work in this country. My wife is dual citizen Canadian and American, and it barely works in Canada. And we've got 10 times the people here. And Canadians are patient and nice and kind and polite. Can you imagine what's going to happen here the first time they tell somebody they got to wait in line for 8 months for an x-ray on their arm that hurts? They'll go insane. It'll make the Day of the Locust look like the barn raising scene in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, all right? Think about the crowd at Walmart's front door at 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Now take away their meds. Most doctors hate it. It's going to cut into their earnings. Some of them are already practicing how to make angioplasty balloon animals to take in a little on the side. My only hope now is the Democrats will eventually do Obamacare in when they realize you're probably going to need a photo ID to participate in the program. And